This life we live is just a dream, and it will seem that way to you. You'll find out.
Are you afraid of death? The fact we can't know makes it scary for people. Why do you think you can't know? Is it just a final barrier we can't come back from? Have you ever put together an appliance without reading the instruction book and made a mess of it? The instruction book is essential for anything. The Bible is God's instruction book. In the Old Testament, God promised to destroy death. In the New Testament, God tells us how he did it. The reason you die is God has given you the death sentence. The wages of sin is death. In other words, sin is so serious to God, he's paying you in death for your sins. It's what we've earned. Are you sinful enough for God to be justified to put you to death? People make the mistake of taking God's moral standard as the same as ours. But the Bible says he is morally perfect. So you are a good person. How many lies have you told in your life? Have you ever stolen something, even if it's small, in your whole life, irrespective of its value? Have you ever used God's name in vain? You love your mother. Would you use her name as a cuss word? Of course not. It would dishonor her. It would disrespect her. But you have dishonored God, a God who gave you a mother, gave you your life. You have used his name in place of the S word, which is called blasphemy. Serious. Serious in God's eyes. So serious, it's punishable by death. I'm giving you the standard that God will judge you by on Judgment Day. Jesus said, if you look with lust, you commit adultery in your heart. Have you ever hated somebody? The Bible says he who hates his brother is a murderer. That's how high God's standards are. Go ahead. Give yourself a quick summation. This is for you to judge yourself. Are you a liar, a blasphemer, a thief, and a murderer? This is how God sees you. So if he judges you by the commandments, and we've looked at 5 of them, on Judgment Day, are you going to be considered innocent or guilty, heaven or hell? This may not concern you, or may horrify you. Death is evidence of how serious God is about sin. Do you know what God did for guilty sinners so they wouldn't have to go to hell? Have you heard of Jesus dying on the cross? It's as simple as this. You and I broke God's law, the 10 Commandments. Jesus paid the fine. Just before he dismissed his spirit, he said, it is finished. He was saying, the debt has been paid. We broke God's law. Jesus paid the fine. If you are in court and have speeding fines, the judge will let you go if someone else pays them. He'll say, there are a lot of speeding fines here, but someone has paid them, so you're free to go. Even though you are guilty, someone paid your fine. And even though we are guilty before God of serious crimes, he can let us walk. He can forgive us legally because Jesus paid the fine. He evened the scales of justice through his death and resurrection. All we have to do to find everlasting life is repent of your sins. That means to be sorry for your sins and to turn from them. Don't be the hypocrite. Be genuine in your faith. And then trust in Jesus, just like a parachute. Are you like someone on the edge of a plane, 14,000 feet up? You know you have to jump. You have a parachute. It's really scary, but this is your plan. You're going to flap your arms and try and save yourself. We might say, don't do that. Just trust the parachute. So don't try and save yourself on Judgment Day by thinking you're a good person, because we are all alike. We are sinners. Simply transfer your trust from yourself to the Savior. And the minute you do that, you've got God's promise. He will forgive every sin you have ever committed, even those secrets that nobody ever knew about. But God saw. He will wash them away in an instant. Not because you're good, but because God is good and kind and rich in mercy. So if you were to die today and God were to give you his justice, would you be justly damned? There are two things you must do to be saved. You must repent and trust alone in Jesus. Have you done that yet? Think of it this way. You're on a plane, 14,000 feet up. If you jump, you're going to hit the ground at 120 miles an hour. And you're going to have to jump. Are you going to put the parachute on? Are you still saying, well, I'm going to do it someday. The best thing I could do is hang you outside of the plane for 5 seconds by your ankles. And you'll say, oh, please, give me that parachute. This is terrifying. So what we've tried to do is hang you at the edge of eternity by your ankles for just a few seconds so you get that fear. That fear is your friend, not your enemy. Because if it makes you put on your parachute, it's doing you a favor. And if it makes you come to Christ and say, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, then your fear is doing you a great favor. The Bible says, through the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil, and we will never let go of our sins if we think we are good people. But we procrastinate. That is, we put things off. What if you died today? 150,000 people die every 24 hours. When do you think you are going to get right with God? Don't apply pressure here. Use common sense. Faith is a big thing to a lot of people. If I don't have faith in someone's integrity, and they are speaking the truth, it's an insult to them as a human being. So don't insult God with a lack of faith, and instead say, he gave me my mother. He gave me a life. He gave me a brain, my eyes, the ability to see the blueness of the sky, the love of family. All these things are a gift from God. Instead, have faith in him. Trust him with all your heart. You know, we trust pilots. We trust taxi drivers. We trust financial advisors, doctors, and surgeons. And all those people can let you down. But God will never let you down because he has no sin. It is impossible for God to lie. The Bible says it. And that's great news for you and I. We can believe everything God says. The Bible says genuine sorrow for sin is pleasing to God. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Contrition is being sorry for your sins. That's what a judge looks for in a criminal. If the criminal is sorry and he sees a tear in his eye, then the judge will give him mercy. So get before the Lord and say, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. And he won't despise that. He'll greet you with open arms, forgive you, and give you a new heart with new desires.